This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning, Kath. I'm well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Always nice to speak to you. Vic, it's a very, very un-Australian headline. 40% increase in anti-Semitic incidents. What is going on?
Well, so that's right. So this is an annual report which is put out at the end of the year and has just been released by the Executive Council of Australian Jury, in which they, and it's specifically called the Anti-Semitism Report. And so, yes, 478 incidents in the past year, in 2022. And this has just been reported. A major source of this is a burgeoning neo-Nazi far-right movement, which is very unfortunately active in this country. And it began in its contemporary manifestation about 2016, so about 6-7 years ago, as a small dedicated group. But then it has called then, at the time, Antipodean Resistance. And still, since then, it has morphed and split up into several other groups, the most notably one called the National Socialist Network. And it has a partner, European Australian Movement, plus others. And so these hardline right-wingers slash neo-Nazis, they promote, you know, genocidal hatred of Jews. They look to Hitler as a role model. And they've even adopted Nazi ideology. So pretty disturbing stuff.
Well, along with the name, the National Socialists. I mean, do you need to say any more?
Well, right. Exactly right. And they have encrypted internet sites and with conspiracy theorists and, you know, where they exchange views and distribute propaganda, etc. I mean, the majority of incidents are not violent, thank God, but they are leaflets and propagating ideology and letterboxing and in one particularly brazen act, a group of them stood outside a Holocaust museum in Adelaide and performed Nazi salutes. And this was photographed and posted online where mainstream media actually publicized it to shame it, not obviously to promote it. So it is obviously concerning, and it's also important to note that at the other end of the spectrum, there's also, you know, racism, anti-Semitism coming from hardline so-called anti-racism activists who have been mainstreaming anti-Semitism or actively undermining the fight against anti-Semitism. So, yeah, as you say, pretty disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. Vic, a big, big story, and one that I'm sure that we're going to be talking about here on Chai FM, is the Malka Leifer trial starts today. For anybody who's just joined us, who doesn't know who Malka Leifer is, can you give us a very quick summary, and then let's talk about what we expect?
A very quick summary. Malka Leifer immigrated to this country from Israel in 2000. She came here, she came to Melbourne to take up a position as principal of the Adas Israel, an ultra-Orthodox school in Melbourne. She's now 56 years old. She's a mother of eight. And 8 years later, allegations began to surface that she, of child sexual abuse at the school. And members of the board apparently put her on a flight back to Israel before charges were pressed. So this is 2008. It took until 2014, 6 years later, for her to be arrested in Israel. But then there were multiple hearings and hearings which were postponed due to claims by her defense team that she was mentally unable to be extradited and to face trial. Prime ministers on both sides got involved in Israel and in Australia until after multiple hearings, the board of psychiatric experts concluded that yes, she was mentally able to be extradited and to face trial. She was extradited to this country 2 years ago, January 2021, and she's been incarcerated in a prison since then. And today, after all this time, her trial actually began, and in the county court in Melbourne. And it'll be a trial by jury. And so today, the reports which I'm seeing is that today has been dedicated to empaneling the jury. And so about 80 potential jurors were seen entering the building, and during which the two sides reportedly negotiated the list down to about 15. And tomorrow will be the three complainants. The complainants are three sisters, Ellie Sapper, Nicole Meyer, and Darcy Ehrlich. And the first of those three is expected to give evidence on Thursday. Sorry, tomorrow the defense and the prosecution will put their statements. And then on Thursday, the first of the three sisters is expected to give evidence. Mainstream media have picked up the story for obvious reasons. It's a huge story in any language. And so the momentum will build up as the trial goes on. And because today, as I say, was about impaneling the jury.
You know, there are so many reasons why this story is going to make mainstream news. One is because you're dealing with a female pedophile. Vic, how many charges has she got against her? It was like 700 and something. I remember seeing something, wasn't it?
So the latest report I've seen is that she will face 70, as in 7-0 charges.
Oh, 7-0, okay.
7-0. And it's important, obviously, to mention, which I haven't mentioned yet, is that she has maintained her innocence throughout. She denies all the charges.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently she's facing 70 charges of child sexual abuse.
People who are innocent don't run, Vic. When people are innocent, they don't run. Anyhow, okay, you don't have to say anything. That's my opinion. Okay, if someone is charged,
and also to mention that the trial is expected to run for approximately 6 weeks, which is a long trial by any standards.
Yeah,
and also that. Up until now, that it's a closed court, but there are expectations that the suppression order will be lifted or altered after today.
Who's paying her legal costs?
That's a very interesting question, and I do not know the answer to that one.
And what's happened with the school where the board actually sent her off to Israel? Because she wasn't an Israeli. She's an Australian national, right? She's not an Israeli.
I don't know if she's originally Israeli or originally Australian. What I do know is that she came from Israel to Australia in 2000 to take up the position. I don't know if she was originally from this country or originally Israeli. Other than that, she came out 23 years ago from Israel to take up the position of principal of Adas Israel School.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And she's now 56. Yes. So 20 years ago, so she was... would have been a much younger woman at the time.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see what happens with this. Vic, a Jewish teenager has been selected for Australia's under-23 soccer team. That's quite amazing, because I thought that we were all flat-footed and asthmatic. I didn't realize that some of us play soccer.
This is actually a fabulous story. His name is Aidan Green. He's a Mariah College kid. Family background, Holocaust background, and so Aidan Green, as I say, first of all, he just got back literally days ago from captaining an Australian schoolboys football squad on a tour of the UK, Ireland, after which he was named player of the tour when they came back, in addition to which he was named most valuable player of a tournament, Australian National Schools Football Championships. He's a young kid. He's only 16. And now, as literally days ago, he has just been named an Australian under-23 squad, which is due to fly out tomorrow to Turkey. And please God, everything goes okay there. And, you know, it's a heart goes out to the thousands of people in the terrible earthquake there.
Yeah.
They're due to fly out to Turkey tomorrow for an Asian Cup tournament. And Aidan Green has been part of that. So he's really a superbly talented guy, and a family, as I say, Holocaust background, parents and grandparents very involved in the community and in leadership positions. So it's just a great story, and the team are going to be playing in Turkey against Czech Republic, Uzbekistan, Morocco, etc. And in addition to all of that, he has just been signed up by a professional football team, soccer team, and for the year 2023. And he's a school kid. He's still at Mariah College. So yeah, great story and really nice sporting achievement for a Jewish kid.
Flat-footed and asthmatic and all the challenges he had to overcome. Vic Aladev, thank you so much. Looking forward to hearing you, what you have to say next week. And I don't know, are you going to be posting anything about any updates about the Malka Laffer trial?
I'm certainly happy to do that, if and when I'm able to do that, certainly.
All right. Well, if you send it to us, if you write any articles or anything and you send it to us, I'll put it up on the Chai FM page on our website.
Okay. I'll certainly do it.
All right. Thank you, Vic. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful evening. Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Take care, bye-bye. That is Vic Aladef. He's the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.